WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
There's an army that comes up here once every year. They come to the Northwoods to go hunting for deer. They come by the railroad, by car or by truck, all hoping and praying to get a big buck. Now it's a sight that's worth seeing, and it's darn hard to beat. It's like a circus parade coming down the main street. They sometimes get lost and sometimes get misled. These gay-hearted hunters, these guys dressed in red. Now you can find them all over, and you don't have to look far. In the stores or cafes or drinking at the bar, their talk is of hunting before going to bed. These gay-hearted hunters, these guys dressed in red. Now when the season is open, to the timber they go, all hoping and praying for a light fall of snow. For it makes good trekking, and it may bring them luck to go home successful with a very nice buck. But we all can't be lucky, for this we all know. Regardless of the weather, it may rain or may snow. But lucky or not, this is what I've heard said. They'll be back here next season, these guys dressed in red.
And just like that, another edition of the Deer Hunters Roundup has begun. Joel here. We've got a whole cast of characters in the 98Q YouTube channel, which will be cranked up here very soon. We've got Big G right here.
Hey, Joel, day number two, huh?
Yeah, we're ready to go. We go. We got Gray over there. We've got, how you doing, Gray? He's got kind of got a microphone, kind of doesn't. And we've got Austin over here, who's handling the YouTube stream, which is start. Has it started?
You have to click the scene button.
Okay, I gotta click something. You're saying
which one? Scene?
That one.
Yep. That one. All right, there we go. And Big G, we got a couple special guests in
you
studio.
You betcha. I got Brian and Amanda here from the Seed and Feed in Fifield. Yep. So,
good morning. Morning to both of you.
Welcome, folks.
Thanks for being a sponsor of the Deer Hunters Roundup. We appreciate it. And you guys have a very special prize that we've given away too, right, Big
G? One of our big buck sponsors here. We got a couple of these. What are these, Brian? Why don't you tell us about these cameras here?
They are the new Tacticam 3.0 Pros. So it's the latest model that Tacticam came out with here. So the big change this year from last year's model is that this one doesn't require an SD card, and it picks up all major cell networks automatically. So you no SIM card, none of that stuff. So it's a pretty good upgrade.
All right, and that's a couple of prizes from our big buck, I think, winner and stuff like that. Our major big prize packages,
plus
right?
Some certificates, and I know you guys got all the hunting supplies down there, right? The deer corn and everything.
Yeah, we actually have a big supply of apples that we just got in. So
nice.
One of the few places around that have apples. So
all right,
if you need apples, you know where to go.
Seed and Feed and Fifield.
Busy week for you, I bet.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
All right, we'll be talking more about Seed and Feed here through the show. We're also heard on 101.1. WHSM in Hayward, inviting those folks, and down in the Nakusa area, 105.5 WIRI. We're streaming live on the YouTube channel also. So I have a special headgear. We might slip on a little later here, too. I had the skunk hat. I got the skunk hat in the background here, right over your shoulder there, baby.
Oh, okay.
I retired that for tonight. We got another one we may
do. All right. I think I had an orange hunting cap out in the car, but I'm rocking the third day of my beard here, so.
All right. Well, it's looking pretty good.
Yeah,
I like it.
You know, nothing grows on the roof, but hey, you know.
It's looking better than mine.
Where you can grow it.
Yeah, see, this is all I got. I can't grow it any longer than this. It just starts to fall out. 715-744-1006 is a phone number. Let's go to the calls, because that's what the Roundup is all about. You're on the Roundup. Who's this?
This is Rob from the Nelson Camp.
Oh, Rob, welcome in. Welcome in.
Hi, Rob. How you doing?
Wonderful. How you doing, Anna?
I'm very good, thank you. You guys have any luck yet?
Nothing yet.
I did see that buck that you got with the bow earlier this season. That was a beaut.
You know this guy, Amanda?
I do. He comes into Seed and Feed with his brother.
All right. Very good.
I think I've met one of his other brothers. I don't know if I've met the third brother.
Okay.
Yeah, we were in there earlier today, too. We got some more corn. I think Brian was in there and you weren't in there today. But...
Oh, gotcha. I think Craig was there. Brian was home hunting.
Oh, Craig was there?
Yep.
All right. So, Rob, you're out in the middle of the Chickawamagan National Forest. How's the camp? Is it all up? Is it rolling?
It's up and rolling. We got a fire going outside to cook some steaks again tonight. We got to go to town today.
We've
only been here since Thursday. And my brother Billy, you know, he only brings one pair of pants, you know, so we had to go to the local store there and get some more long johns for him because, you know, after that many days, he was going to be sleeping outside, you know.
Is there anything more appropriate for someone to say in the middle of the Chickawamagan National Forest than my brother Billy? I don't think there's anything more appropriate than right there. I like that, Rob. I like that. All right, so preparations underway for the Thanksgiving meal, right?
Yep. We'll have that going, ready to go for Thursday. So we're going to come and see you, too, but we didn't think that you'd enjoy the smell in the studio there today.
And we could find you a shower maybe beforehand. Well, it's pretty tight quarters in here, so it could be an interesting night here. All right, Rob. good to hear from you, Rob. Thank you. Good luck to you guys.
Yep, always good to hear from you guys, Joel. You do a good job, and I'm glad to know that you're going, like, global here going on, so awesome.
I guess, whatever that means.
Yeah, it gets bigger and better every year, so.
Yep.
Oh, thank you much. I admit it was weird watching back the video a little bit because I've been in radio for 38, 39 years, and I did local community TV once, but not a TV at all radio. So, it's weird to watch yourself in the mannerisms Brian, Amanda, you could probably say this too, even listening to yourself back on the radio. See, for me, it's watching just like, well, that's me, huh? Okay. It was kind of weird. But boy, Big G, you probably listened back to it and watched it. The quality of it and everything was so cool. We've had almost 400 views already.
Oh, definitely. You bet. Yeah. It was excellent.
And 100 subscribers. 72 of those are related to Gray, I think. Is that right?
I have a much smaller family tree than you apparently seem to think.
Okay. Right. Let's go back to the phones. You're on the Roundup. Who's this?
Hey, Joel. This is the Bugman calling from the Bugman Land.
Hey, Bugman.
All right. You have like a magical phone touch. You're actually able to get in before anybody else is, Bugman. How do you do it?
I got big pine trees. Three stands in them.
Good reception out there, too. What happened in the woods for the Bugman today?
Well, in the voice of Homer Simpson, all we saw were goats!
Goats!
No bucks were seen today. I don't know where the bucks are. This is going getting a little ridiculous. We've been out there 2 days, sun up, sun down, no bucks. But I do have to say congratulations. Hey, Joel, I was listening on Saturday, and I was a little remiss. I didn't applaud your Minnesota football team.
Yeah. Which one? Are you talking about the Vikings or the Gophers?
The Vikings. They are really impressive in the NFC North.
They're doing all right. Those darn Lions are making us all look bad. But, yeah, it's been fun watching the Packers, Vikings, and the Lions this year. Three really good teams.
All you Viking fans deserve it. It's been a while.
Yeah, the playoffs.
The other thing I'd like to say is I want to welcome all our new friends down there in Nakusa.
Yeah,
down in the Rapids area.
They represented very well on Saturday. I think they're getting the gist of how this Deer Hunter Roundup thing works.
Yeah, they leaned into it. They made us all look real bad. We've been trying to figure it out for like 25 years, and in like 10 minutes they had it right away.
Oh, don't you know that? Well, I think they're pretty sharp pencils in the box.
Yeah, exactly, Bugman. All right, so what are we doing? Are we hunting all week, or what do we got rolling here out there?
Well, Bones went out this morning, so did I.
Okay.
And we saw the snow start, we saw the snow finish, and then we got drenched when the snow melted. And I got to send out congratulations for Bones for putting it out there in the stand for sun up to sundown, and we are wet.
Oh, yeah.
So tonight we're drying off, I don't know exactly if we're motivated to get out tomorrow. What I'm doing is I'm drinking some of the Gary's Old Fashioned mix that I won off the 90Q Country WCQM last year.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
A little mix, huh? All right. I didn't realize.
That's very good.
I didn't realize we gave that away. Otherwise, I might have kept it. All right. Snuck it out the back door.
So, Joel, why did the buck get braces?
Why did the buck get braces? I don't know.
Because he had buck teeth.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, okay.
Makes sense, Bugman.
I know
man.
You got a lot of callers calling in, so I'm going to get off the line. Keep up the good work on your award-winning show, my friend.
Thank you, Bugman. Always appreciate it. Let's get to we had a few, Gray, a few emails and stuff that came in late yesterday and stuff today, so let's get to a couple of those right away.
I'm trying to organize them, Joel, but I think it's only gotten worse since I started. Okay,
Camp a lot of shuffling over there.
This one's from yesterday. Camp Snoopy checking in. Got one on the buckboard this afternoon. Now to enjoy the Packer game. I certainly did. Hope you did too. Mm-hmm. Saturday. See, this is what I mean. I'm already backwards. Sweet corn from camp. Seen a few. Dad saw two today. Brother saw three. Uncle Paul saw one. Didn't shoot any, but still seen a few. Sounds like it. Hello from Papa Taco's Cantina. We have Taco Carl and the Last Responder staying at the cantina this year. Have seen nothing today, which was yesterday. Happy hunting to all.
All right.
Let's see here. Saturday again. Opening day was good for Papa Tom. Nice spike first thing in the morning. Made Ezra happy. This from Tom and Julie Teeters. Grandma Juju saw nine does and fawns. No bucks today for her. Shout out to FPH Country Club and Camp Smearstick.
All right. All right. Very good. All right.
All right. Hello. You're on the roundup.
Yeah. Camp Longshot.
Camp Longshot. What's going on at Camp Longshot today?
Well, a lot of squirrels, a lot of turkeys, and I come home and the deer are standing out in the field.
Oh, no kidding.
Wait, did you go to that wildlife park, or where were you? Were you actually hunting in the woods, or were you at a petting zoo there, Mr. Janicek, or where were you?
Hey, I got a bone to pick with you.
Oh, here we go again. All right. All right. I'm ready for you. I'm ready for you.
My song last time.
Oh, I tell you what, it's hard to find good help there, Mr. Janicek. Hard to find good help. How about tonight? You
Mickey
know,
likes, was it Bucky Bucky? What was your request again?
Mr. Old Bucky Bucky, yeah.
Old Bucky Bucky, okay.
I think.
Yeah. And why didn't you ask me about that board game last time?
Because I'm old. I forget a lot of stuff there.
You ain't as old as I am.
Yeah, let's not have that battle. So are you hunting tomorrow? What's happening tomorrow?
Betcha.
All right. More squirrels, more blue jays, more what else did you see out there?
A lot of squirrels and chickmunks and turkeys. You
all
could
right.
Fill the freezer with all the turkeys.
All right. Well, it's going to get colder already tonight, so I think that'll make those deer move a little bit for you.
Yeah, I hope so.
All right. All right. Very good. Anything else you want to yell at me about, Mr. Janicek?
No. You keep up the good work. Thank you.
All right. Not a problem.
Shout out to Camp Smearstick.
All right. Very good.
Brian Amter.
Very good. All right. We got Brian and Amanda in here from Seed and Feed in Fifield. For those who aren't familiar with it, one of you, give us a little virtual walk through your store there. What do you got? Obviously, some seed for all of our friends out there, but tell us what else you got there.
We do carry a full line of food plot seeds, garden art, Amish furniture, deer attractants, deer feed, animal feeds, dog food, cat food, a variety of gifts. Local craftsmen are able to bring their stuff in and sell it through us. We have anything I'm missing, Brian?
Garmin.
Oh, we do carry Garmin and trail cameras, like Brian was talking about the Tacticam earlier. We have batteries and supplies for the hunters as they need.
All right. So whatever they need right there. What were your hours? When are you guys open?
Right now, through the end of rifle season, we're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Sundays, 8 to noon, and Saturdays, noon 8 to 3. I did it backwards. But
all right.
And then we will have winter hours after rifle's over. We'll be closed Sundays and closing at 5.
All right. Right on Highway 13 in Fifield.
Yeah, and how many years you guys been there now?
Three.
Oh, 3 years.
January, yeah. All right.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Great. We had a big winner of our first text to win. Earlier today, right?
Yeah. Shout out to Cindy Lobermeyer. She won the first day of the Text to Win competition. We'll have another one of those for today, too.
Yeah, $175 prize. And today's winner is going to win about the same thing, a hoodie and Alina's. And I think there's a Bader's in there. So Texas, the keyword, which is Lena's, L-E-M-A-S. Texas that word through the Civic Media app. You're in the roundup. Who's this?
Hey, this is Jimbo from Camp Gallen Louie.
Camp Gallen Louie. I got that right now, Jimbo, right?
You got her.
All right,
Jimbo.
Look at me go. I stayed up late last night practicing that. All right,
a point for Joel.
Awesome, yeah, 1 point, 1-0. 1-0, Joel's up. All right, what's happening out there, Jimbo?
Not a heck of a lot today.
Okay.
We did a little push today, and nothing come out. We didn't even see a track.
Okay. Nothing.
It was pretty small.
Was it a nice day to be in the woods, though?
Yeah, it was. A little wet.
Yeah.
A little more snow up here than they have in Park Falls, but...
Is the snow sticking out? Is it sticking out there at all?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? A little bit?
Probably, I don't see, maybe a little more than 3 inches.
Okay. All right. Is it going to hang around, or is it going to go away when the sun comes out here?
No, I think it'll be here the rest of the season.
All right. That's good news. Good news.
Yeah.
All right. So the question of the night tonight, for those who I remember to do it for, is if you were to challenge someone in a video game, what would be the video game, old or new, that you would challenge to?
I would say Madden, NFL Madden.
Yeah, the original.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe the original NFL Madden. Oh, yeah. That would be good. That would be good.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Go vintage. I like it very much. All right, Jimbo. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
We certainly will. And we're going to get our first break of the night in and have more of the Deer Hunters Roundup coming right up.
On the great taste at Lena's Northern Pines Resort in Butternut Lake. Big G here, and this is the perfect spot after a day in the woods. Starting Tuesday, enjoy chicken and pork dumplings. Wednesday, pasta night. And Thursday brings German fare. Don't miss Friday's seafood buffet. Weekends feature all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet at 7 a.m. Prime rib Saturday and smoked ribs and pork bellies on Sunday. Book your winter cabin getaways at lenasnorthernpines.net and visit them in Butternut or at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin.
Bader Sports Center would like to welcome all hunters to Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods for the 2024 gun season. Bader's invites you to stop in for all hunting necessities. They have a great selection of scents and attractants from Purefection, Wildlife Research, and Gone Wild, as well as deer corn and apples. They've also got seasonings and rubs for the home chef from High Mountain and Hunt Chef. Bader's also has a Deer Hunter Widow sale during the gun season. Big savings on Stormy Cromer apparel, as well as ladies' lacrosse and Danner boots, shoes, and sandals. All this and more at Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Hunters and hometown folks, gear up with Winter Cooperative on Main Street in Winter, Wisconsin. Hometown proud and here for you. They've got it from groceries to hardware and everything in between. Need a hammer, a loaf of bread, or maybe some warm apparel? They've got you covered with a huge store featuring a full hardware ink section. Winter Cooperative is your one-stop shop for all your needs. Stop by today and experience the friendly service that keeps winter going strong.
The hunt for the perfect gift starts at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. Join us for Shop Local, a passport shopping event running November 29th through December 19th. Get your passport card stamped at participating businesses for your chance to win our grand prize basket valued over $200. Visit parkfalls.com or our Facebook page for full details. Remember, your dollars have a big impact when you shop local this holiday season.
Looking for your Northwoods home or that perfect piece of hunting land? Meet Jason Bredeman of The Land Guys. Jason is a lifelong outdoorsman with deep roots in Wisconsin. He specializes in rural residential property as well as hunting and recreational land, and he knows the Northwoods like the back of his hand. Whether you're buying or selling, Jason will get you the best deal. And as a licensed drone pilot, he'll showcase your property from breathtaking new heights. Call Jason Bredeman of The Land Guys, 715-613-0484, or email jason@landguys.com. Your perfect property awaits.
You're up for the season with Reinhardt's Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin. From blown insulation to cut heating bills to tools, windows, and paint, they've got everything you need. Family owned since 1971, they're here to make your building dreams a reality.
Barnhart's Lumber, your project starts here.
Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery Service handles any kind of vehicle repair work. Heavy-duty machinery repair, and of course, towing 24/7. And they'll even get you back in your vehicle if you're locked out. Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery will beat any competitor by 50%. Serving the surrounding area and all of Price County. Call Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery at 715-820-2124. 820-2124.
For a great place to eat during the deer hunting season, head to Flambeau Forest Inn. The burger of the month is the Monster Buck. 7-inch high burger with 2 3/4-pound patties, 2 chicken strips, 2 mozzarella sticks, 2 slices of bacon, 2 fried eggs, cheese, and fries, served with a side of wings. Whoa! And on Thanksgiving Day, stop in for a free dinner. Open at 11:30 a.m. through Sunday, closed Monday and Tuesday. Flambeau Forest Inn in Winter, Wisconsin.
And more of the Deer Hunters Roundup. Joel, Big G, Austin, Gray. We've got Brian and Amanda in here from one of our title sponsors, the Seed and Feed in Fifield. You can text us a keyword, which is Lena today, right? Is it still Monday? Yeah, Lena.
Yes, it's Lena. Just right. L-E-N-A, Lena. A few of you texted us Lenas. That's Joel's fault, but it's just Lena.
Oh, Lena, sorry. And do that through the Civic Media app. Don't email it to us. You got to download the free Civic Media app, hit 98Q, and text it through there. So you folks down in Nakusa and over in Hayward, download that Civic Media app. You can listen to your stations also there, but you got to go to 98Q. To text us the keyword. All right, Big G, we've got some big title sponsors that we want to thank all of our title sponsors, all of our sponsors, but the title ones really
do,
make
definitely.
It rock and roll, right? Who do
definitely.
We got?
Definitely. Lena's Northern Pines Resort and Butternut. And of course, you got Lena's Bar and Grill on Glidden there. Travis down on Fifield at Wildwoods Taxidermy. Schmagman Home Furnishings, Marcus and Trent there. Downtown Park Falls and Main Street up in Ashland. Northwoods Realty. Bader Sports Center and Phillips, and Essential Shooting Supplies. Chuck and Jennifer provided the rifle for the adult youth photo contest.
All right. Also,
our big buck sponsors, Nemeth Implement, providing a youth rifle, Heritage Meats with a $375 meat bundle, and Seed and Feed, of course, welcoming Brian and Amanda here to our show tonight from Seed and Feed in Fifield with a great prize package with some cellular tacticams and some certificates for their place. So,
all right, fantastic. Let's go to the phones here. You are on the roundup. Who's this? Hello. We would drop them. We'll go over here. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Hello. This is Beaver from Camp Roscoe.
Camp Roscoe. Whereabouts are you guys there, Beaver?
Oh, we're in Exland.
In Exland. Okay. What's a good word out there in Exland tonight?
Oh, yesterday we got an 8-pointer.
Hey!
On the meat pole.
All right, hey, 8-pointer. Nice
congratulations.
Job. Hang on, a little late on the... There we go.
Applause there.
I lost my little out of whack here tonight.
I see some deer moving around. The cold's coming in.
Yeah. A little bit of white stuff over there in Exland, too.
Oh, yeah, well, it all melted now.
Yeah, I think most of it's going to melt. I don't know how much it's going to hang around here.
That rain turned into ice now. Everything's slippery.
Well, you're wet and sloppy. Yeah, you bet.
Yeah. So how many people you got hunting with you there at Camp Roscoe?
Well, we got 3 here hunting.
All right.
I got the first one on the pole, so.
All right. So you're bragging. You're strutting around king of the roost, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. sounds like it. Sounds like it. All right. Well, thank you for the call there, Beaver. We appreciate the update from Exland.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Joel.
You betcha. Thank you very much. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Porcupine Ranch.
Porcupine Ranch. And whereabouts are you guys?
Minocqua.
In Minocqua. All right. What's going on over there?
Yesterday we got another buck.
Another buck, huh?
Another buck. So how many is that? 2 now?
Yes.
All right. Bucks. What's the points on them? What do you got there?
4-pointer.
All right. Right. Well, nothing to be disappointed in there. How many people hunting with you there?
We had 8. And then 5 of them left yesterday.
Was it something you said, or was... That's quite a departure, 5.
Yeah, they had to go to work.
Okay. All right. If that's what they said. Why Porcupine Ranch? You got a lot of porcupines around there?
Yeah, we had a ton of porcupines, and we shot them all.
Well, so now it's the We Shot the Porcupines Ranch, right? That's right.
No more Porcupine Ranch?
Let me rephrase that. We terminated the Porcupines slash Ranch.
All the right. Anti-Porcupine Ranch, if you will.
What does a porcupine do to you? What did the porcupines do to you?
They were just eating up all the logs and stuff around there, and they were chewing at the cabin, so we just shot them.
So porcupines are wood eaters, you're saying. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I don't know a porcupine. Brian, do you know porcupines?
I do know that they'll eat the siding in your house because they want the salt in the stain. So if you put salt blocks out in your yard, they're more attracted to that than they are the wood.
Oh, okay. Oh. All right.
Where can I get a salt block if I needed a salt block?
Oh, at the seed and feed.
At the seed and feed in Pikesville.
Just checking.
All right. So at Porcupine Ranch, other than killing those poor little porcupines, and you had to do a video game, any video game, old or new, which one, what would you do?
Madden, probably.
That's two for Madden right there. All right. Oh. We should make him specify what year, because Madden goes all the way back to, like, what, 91 or so, doesn't it?
That's like asking for the last four of your Social Security number.
Probably 23 or 24.
23 or 24. All right.
See what I mean? It's personal info.
Very good. All right. Well, thank you, Porcupine Ranch, for calling in. We appreciate the update.
Yep, thank you.
Bye. Yeah, just kidding about the porcupines, by the way. All right, let's go over here. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
It's Merlin from the Nut Hut.
Hey, Merlin, how you doing? We didn't hear from you the other night. How you doing?
Good, good.
All right, whereabouts does the Nut Hut hang out?
Up here in Park Falls.
All right, no pun intended. So what's going on out there at the Nut Hut?
Well, one of my buddies came up from down from Marshall area, and he didn't see anything, but I broke the ice. I seen a doe and a fawn tonight.
All right. You've seen a doe and a fawn, so that's a starting point, you're saying.
Yeah.
Right? All right.
Yeah. Where there's does and fawns, there should be a buck coming somewhere.
All right. And why the Nut Hut? What's the origin of the nut? I'm regretting this question after the whole porcupine disaster there a moment ago, but what about why the Nut Hut?
Because I used to stay in a mobile home camper in the wintertime for deer hunting. Everybody thought I was nuts.
Yes, you were nuts. All right, I like that.
That makes sense.
And do they still think you're nuts, Merlin? So you got out of the camper.
Yeah, nut don't drop too far from the tree, I guess they say.
So it wasn't the camper, you're saying, right? Is that what we're leaning into there? All right.
Yeah, Merlin, I used to be in the camper. Now we got a house. So.
Sure. All right, let's go old school. Let's go back to the arcade days, Merlin. A video game maybe that you played as a youngster that you think you'd be pretty good at against anybody.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to say Pong. Anything?
Yeah, ping pong.
Ping pong, or just Pac-Man. Pong.
Pong. Pac-Man,
of course, Pac-Man, the original. Yep. The original. Everybody can make their way through that a little bit. All right, Merlin, good to hear from you.
All right, thank you, and we'll try and get a hold of you tomorrow night.
We appreciate it very much. 715-744-1006. That is the number, 744-1006. Gray, you got some stuff over there to lean into here?
I'll lean into this one, Joel. Right. I've got an email the likes of which I don't know if this may be setting the bar for the remainder of the show. I don't want to hype it up.
All right.
Some viewers may remember on Saturday we received an update from the Hyalamin Hills, and they assigned the word estrus to a group of does, and we discussed
estrus.
That.
Estrusk.
We asked, is estrus the name for a group of does? And we didn't know, but we may have an update here.
Okay.
We here at the scenic Hyalamin Hills Frisbee Golf and Trap Range have a quick press release to share.
All right.
No questions will be answered. The term estrus of does has been deemed inappropriate. With help from a consultant from Camp Stabbin' Cabin, we've decided the new terminology for female deer has been assigned as, quote, swamp donkeys, for which the collective noun is Davy. As an example, we saw a Davy of swamp donkeys during that drive. Please feel free to use the new terminology immediately. Furthermore, our hunt today was not considered unsuccessful. We're firmly of the stance that we're unintentional ammunition conservationists.
Okay.
Toby's got thoughts, apparently.
I've got to have a dog barking in the background of the Orangers Roundup.
Oh, yeah, why not?
All right.
Long story short, saw just one spike and a davy of swamp donkeys today. No shots fired. Looking forward to a better report tomorrow.
I'm going to need a photocopy of that because I have no idea what all that was. Brian, did you catch all that? Did you get all that?
I think so.
Okay.
They saw a davy of swamp donkeys. What don't you get about this?
We saw a davy of swamp donkeys. Okay. All right.
I got you four basic food groups. Beans, bacon, whiskey, and lard.
I'm worried we're swearing in some like British English dialect that I don't know about.
I think someone's getting us to swear in some foreign language. You're right. I think we've just been
banned in the UK.
All right. We've been blocked on YouTube in the UK, the first of many countries to do so once they find out what's going on. 715-744-1006 is the number.
Hey, you're on the Roundup. Hello.
All right, hang on. Let me hang on. I might have hit the wrong button. Try it again. Go ahead.
Hey, you're on the Roundup.
Hey, this is Chuck from Camp Bucknuts in Lugerville.
Chuck from where?
Camp Bucknuts in Lugerville.
Bucknuts in Lugerville. All right. So what's going on in the big city of Lugerville tonight?
Well, first of all, we run out of everything, so we're drinking gin old-fashioned.
Oh, okay.
That's the last resort, huh? I like that. Yeah,
that is the last resort.
Sorry to hear that, Chuck. It's weeks early yet.
All right. How is the hunting going so far?
It's not great. So I'm out in the stand, and I got a lot of time to do some math because there's no pesky deer bothering me.
All right.
And I figure we got about 40 hours of time in the woods. We've seen three squirrels, so we're averaging about 13 and a half hours per squirrel.
Okay. All right.
13 and a half. Okay.
So, you know, everybody's got a different definition of success. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying if we would have seen a couple more squirrels and we'd have been like 8 hours per squirrel, that's a good hunt.
That's a
13
good
13 hours per squirrel.
Yeah, you're not. That's not a bad ratio. Yeah.
It's not great.
That's right. That's right. I like the optimism.
Try and even that out in the next few days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. If we could see two more squirrels, it's a success.
There you go.
I admire you inventing units of measurement, though. That's quality hunting activity, though.
Squirrel S. Yes, that's yes, SPH. Thank you so that's 8 SPH.
No, we're backwards, Joel. It's HPS, hours per squirrel right
oh,
now.
Oh, hours per squirrel. Hours HPS. Per squirrel. 8 HPS. There you go. All right. Horse. Okay. You guys are inventing way too many things tonight. The old guy's getting really, really confused here.
You got when deer aren't bothering you, you got a lot of time to think.
That's right. You got a lot of time to, your mind wanders and lingers in the woods. All right. So next time your mind wanders and lingers in the woods and you've got the whole squirrel per hour, minute, whatever figured out, figure out what video game you could beat anybody at. Maybe from your youth, Chuck. What do you say?
It is the initial Atari Pong game.
The initial Atari Pong? That's right, that's right.
Atari Pong, you bet.
Yeah, that was a highly complicated game, wasn't it?
Well,
yeah, the paddles and little wheels on them.
I actually bought a Pong system at a Heckman auction about a year ago, and I'm still waiting.
Come on.
I did. It's from the 70s. It's Coleco or something like that. But I can't I can't find the TV that's got the two screws in the back to plug it into to test it. Because all the thrift stores...
With the little Y-clip.
Yeah, the thrift stores won't take those TVs now because they got to pay to get rid of them. So I don't want a 35-incher. I just want a little, like, 12-inch little black and white TV that I can just hook the screws in the back and tighten it up. So so if someone's got one in the garage, drop it off. Just one. If you already see there's one here. Oh, boy.
Let me better help you, Joel.
I think there's going to be a stack of TVs out in front of
the
our
day radius. Joel started his TV collection.
Yeah, exactly. I like the Pong, though, Chuck. All right. Keep the optimism going out there, Chuck. Thank you for checking in.
All right. See you guys.
Yep. Always good to hear from Lugerville. You're on the Roundup. Who's this?
Hi, this is Joan from Jones Joint.
Jones
Joint.
Yeah.
Joint.
Oh, man. Pretty quiet again today. Nothing.
All right. Whereabouts are you hunting, Joan?
We're in Eisenstein.
Eisenstein, okay.
That's outside the Park Falls.
Okay.
And it's like, and no gunshots, no nothing today.
Just a quiet day.
Huh? Yeah, really, really quiet, but... Well, he's got tomorrow. And you know there was a thing on the radio about texting Lena.
Yeah.
And I don't text. So anyway, if it's If it does me any good to save me, now here it is.
All right. Throw it out to the universe. All right.
I want to give a shout-out to Camp Kill'em Dad.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Joan, a classic, give me a video game, maybe even a classic one that you played that you remember that you're good at.
I never played that stuff.
Oh, good for you. You're more powerful than the rest of us. All right.
Yep. So, yeah, thanks for the program.
Thank you. Remember the show Dig Dug? Or the video game Dig Dug? That was an arcade game. Oh, that was a good one. I was really good at that one.
I remember Donkey Kong.
Yep. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Rocket Man from Camp Shoots a Lot.
Camp Shoots a Lot. Whereabouts is that?
That's in Catawba here.
All right. Is that just Catawba or Catawba here? Is that
Catawba.
I thought that was like a suburb of Catawba. I don't know if that was.
Catawba or Catawba.
It's a suburb. It's a suburb, correct. Yes.
Give us a good word from Catawba today.
A little slow going here this morning. It was raining, so I did not make it out to the stand. So me and Miss B took a ride up to Fightfield Feed and visit Amanda today.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
I got to
see both Alan and Betsy, and I got to talk to them. I saw them. We met them first last year. They won a certificate to our store from this Hunter's Roundup, so they were excited to come back.
Super.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
Just a great place to go visit and purchase stuff you need.
Oh, thanks, Alan.
Well, you know, we feel honored to be, you know, the go-between this obvious suck-up, Rocket Man, to get a discount at Seed and Pea, but I'm all in. I'm all in here, Rocket Man. I'm all in.
Yep, but otherwise a little slow going on the hunting. Seven does and fawns tonight, this afternoon. No bucks, but they'll show up.
Yep, you'll be good. You'll be good. All right.
Are you listening to us on the radio or watching us on YouTube, or how are you tuning in?
I listen to you on the radio, but I have to stand in the middle of my driveway to get reception on the phone. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they don't have YouTube in Catawba yet, Karen.
Not yet.
No.
Greg, they're working on that. Yeah. Yep, all right. All right, Rocket Man.
Good luck to you guys.
Yep, and thank you for the show.
Great to hear from you. 6:37 on the roundup. Couple emails, quick, Gray, before we get into a break here.
Shout out to the Bugman, Bones, and Snappy from Stax in Phoenix, Arizona. I've got a hello here to WCQM and fellow hunters. Quick note from Dino at Camp Gunsmoke just west of Fifield. This was yesterday. Another quiet day hunting. Hoping the change in weather will change up the hunting. Special shout out to Camp Porkchop Hill. And good luck to everyone hunting today. Right. No deer on the meat pole yet. This one was today from Camp Ditch Pickle. Excellent job on the roundup. Listen since the 70s, and I didn't think you could make it any better, but I think you have. Tom, I appreciate that very much. Bailey checking in from Camp Beaver Lake. Not a lot of action this afternoon, just some does. The bucks, however, made an appearance on camera an hour after I came in from my stand, almost like they're taunting me on purpose. Good luck to everyone the rest of the week. Shout out to Granduzzi. Hope they have some good luck the rest of the week as well.
All right, big buck sponsors, Big G. We want to thank some of our
big buck sponsors. Yeah, Nemeth Implement from Stetsonville there. He provided the youth rifle for the youth contest, kids youth photo. So we're taking anybody under the age of what? Is under the age of high school age?
Yep.
Or what are we going
high
on
school
that?
Or under? As long as you're in high school,
high
or
school
younger,
or under.
Yep.
So you can be sure and send your photos in for that. And Heritage Meats, Travis over there at Heritage Meats. Got a meat bundle, $375 meat bundle. Of course, we got Brian and Amanda in studio tonight from Seed and Feed and Fifield with some a couple of cellular tacticams and some great certificates from their place there at Seed and Feed and Fifield. So
all right.
Thank you to our big buck sponsors. I want to take a minute to congratulate my son, Daniel Griesel, on his spike buck he just got this
year.
Got it on Sunday, so his first buck. So congratulations to my son.
Attaway, Daniel. More of your calls on the roundup. You can see the complete prize list, by the way, 98qcountry.com. Click on Deer Hunters Roundup. It's way at the bottom. It says prize list. There's like 10 pages worth of prizes. Most will be given away Sunday, the final day of the roundup. More of your calls coming up.
Ready, aim, something, and...
Fuel your savings with Bush Hog and Nemeth Implement. Check out these deals on their 100 series single spindles. The single spindle 200, 300, 400, and 500 series as well. See selected flex wings, hay tools, and tillers. See the whole line of Bush Hog where quality meets affordability. If it doesn't say Bush Hog, it just won't cut it. See them at NemuthImp.com, N-I-E-M-U-T-H, NemuthImp.com, or go to their showroom just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville. Get fired up, folks. Freeze Firewood and Phillips is starting their winter firewood sale now through March 1st. This is the best time to stock up on your 2025 firewood needs. Wood for your home, your cabin, camping, your hunting shack in the woods. Freeze Firewood takes pride in top-notch customer service and are happy to be your premier firewood supplier in the Northwoods. Call 715-567-0616 and see Freeze Firewood on Facebook.
Hunters, pride starts here at Wildwoods Taxidermy Studio. Owner Travis's expert team craft lifelike mounts for your prized harvest. From fish to big game to even exotic species, they bring your dreams to life with unmatched skill. Located on Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin.
Baroka's Wreaths 25th Annual Christmas Open House is coming up November 29th through December 1st. They've got swag, garland, kissing balls, crosses, candy canes, and special orders are welcome. Baroka's Wreaths, 3 miles east of Fifield on Highway 70. Look for the signs.
Thanksgiving at Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield. Join Terry 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for a feast of ham, beef tips, pork roast, turkey, and sides. $24 per adult, $12 ages 6 to 12, $6 under 5. Celebrate with Northwoods Supper Club and enjoy a warm, flavorful Thanksgiving.
Northern Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, chance of snow and a low near 13. Winds gusting out of the west up to 25 miles per hour. Another breezy day on Tuesday, partly sunny, highs near 25. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, a low of 11. Wednesday, partly sunny, with highs near 30. Right now, 31 degrees.
98Q Country.
This holiday season, join me, Big G, from 98Q Country, broadcasting live at the St. Croix Holiday Showcase. It's happening Saturday, December 7th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the St. Croix Rod Factory in Park Falls. From 9:30 to 12:30, spin our prize wheel to win amazing goodies. Ho, 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 Santa's arrivals at noon. Kids try lure painting and enjoy festive stocking grab bags. Shop special one-day deals on rods, reels, and more during the 7 days of Christmas sale event, which ends December 8th. Details at StCroixRodFactoryStore.com.
Hey, Amanda, what are you doing?
Hey, Brian, I'm working on our radio ad. We only have 30 seconds to tell people everything. Like, we are the Seed and Feed located in Fifield on Highway 13, just north of Highway 70.
Tell them that we carry quality dog and cat food, animal feeds, bird seed, suet, and have a self-serve dog wash and pet supplies.
We can't forget our gifts, furniture, hunting blinds, deer feed and attractants, and bear bait.
What about Garmin, trail cameras, and our loyalty program?
And our website, FifieldSeedandFeed.com.
Did we say we're the Seed and Feed located in Fifield?
Best wishes for a successful hunt. Check out the options at Up North Vacation Lodging. We offer homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. Whether you're here for the hunt or you visit year-round, we're glad you're here. Visit upnorthlodging.com.
More of the Deer Hunters Roundup. You can give us a call at 715-744-1006. You can email us, wcqm at civicmedia.us. Anything else I missed, Gray? Get a hold of us here. Those are the two best ways to do it. Text to win. They can do that through the app, right?
They can email us.
Yep, or email or text to win through the Civic Media app, or email us. If you have a photo, email is the best way to go.
Yes.
WCQM at civicmedia.us. We've got like 17, 18 photos, which you're seeing are rotating on the top of the screen up there on YouTube. And those are the ones that came in before the show. So any photo you give us, you'll automatically be in for the essential shooting supplies gun that is listed on the website. All photos will be in for that contest. All right. Are we ready? Let's keep it rolling here. 715-744-1006. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Hey, this is Brett calling from Camp Belly Acres.
All right, Brett, what's happening? Oh, whereabouts are you, Camp Belly Acres?
It's just outside of Phillips.
Just outside of Phillips. All right. What's going on out there?
Oh, nothing much. We didn't really see much out in the stand today, but hopefully we can see something tomorrow.
All right. All right. How many people hunting with you out there?
We got 400 here.
Okay. All right. Any old-timers? Any long-of-tooth guys there?
Yeah, we got two old-timers, my dad and my grandpa.
Okay. two old I lost count. See, two old timers. Okay, Dad, Grandpa. Okay, gotcha. All right. Who's got the biggest deer? Who's got bragging rights? A lifetime bragging rights. The biggest deer that you've seen, Brett.
I think my dad.
Your dad? How many did you get? 8, 10, 12, 30? How many?
I think 10, right?
10? Yeah, that's pretty nice.
10-pointer, yeah.
That's pretty nice. All right, Brett, one video game. What are you going to play, and which one are you good at, Brett? Number one video game.
Probably Super Smash Bros.
Super Smash Brothers.
Okay, this is where Austin gets in because his eyes lit up a little bit. What is this? What game is this, you modern day?
Is this a Mario game? What is this?
Okay.
It's a Nintendo game, kind of like Wii Nintendo.
It's a bit difficult to explain. At this point in its life, it combines like 17 different games. Okay. Like, it brings the characters. You can fight against each other with different characters.
Okay.
Almost won a youth group tournament with it just because I know how to button mash.
Button mash, all right. Well, maybe you and Brett will have to go at it at some point. All right, Brett, thank you very much for the update from Camp Bellyacres. Appreciate it.
Okay, by the way, I am 16.
16. So, all right. Thank you for pointing that out. We'll put you in for the Nemeth implement gun. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate it. All right.
Yep, thank you.
Yep, you betcha. 715-744-1006. Good to have the folks along on 101.1 in WHSM in Hayward and also 105.5 WIRI in Nakusa down in the Rapids area. Good to have all you with. You can reach us again at 715-744-1006. I'm getting very warm. For those of you who are on YouTube will know why, but it is the device I have on is not ventilated very
and
well.
And that rifle is sponsored by Ron Nemeth of Nemeth Implement in Stetsonville.
Yeah, Ron Nolan from Nemeth Implement, yeah.
Ron Nolan? Okay,
yep,
I didn't know his last name was.
Yep. I made the same mistake, and he gets it a lot, too.
He got it at Main Street Guns and Knives there in Medford, and it's a Ruger American Compact 7mm 08. So
my visibility
is good.
My visibility isn't good either. I got to turn to see.
Your peripheral vision is gone, I think.
Way over there.
It sounds like the consequences of the thing attacking your head, Joel, I have to say.
So let us know if you're watching us on YouTube. So you can rate my beard here. It's 3 days in. If you can see it, you know, give us a shout. And rate Joel's hairdo here, his new hairdo here. It's kind of a cross between Howard Stern and
Mary Poppins,
I think, something like that. So
over the break, over the commercial break, I let it grow out just a little bit.
All right.
You're on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Muckshu from Camp Longhorn.
Camp Longhorn. All right, Muckshu, give us some good news from Camp Longhorn.
Today we didn't see anything except for towards the...
All right. So not much. That doesn't qualify as good. Well, you saw a little bit anyway. A little bit, Muckshu. How many hunting with you out there?
We have me and Big Riz, so two people.
Two people. All right. All right. What's your video game? What, Muckshu, what's your go-to video game?
It would probably be Madden.
Madden again.
Man, wow.
I didn't realize that game was still so popular. All right. Very good. All right. Well, thank you. We'll put you in for the youth drawing. We appreciate you calling in.
See ya.
All right. See ya. I like that. We need to get our final break of this hour in. I need to get this thing off my head because it's really bugging me bad. And more of the roundup coming up here on on the YouTube. If you want to go to the YouTube channel, youtube.com, search for 98Q Country. You can see the in-studio feed.
Want a great taste at Lena's Northern Pines Resort in Butternut Lake? Big G here, and this is the perfect spot after a day in the woods. Starting Tuesday, enjoy chicken and pork dumplings. Wednesday, pasta night, and Thursday brings German fare. Don't miss Friday's seafood buffet. Weekends feature all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet at 7 a.m. Prime rib Saturday and smoked ribs and pork bellies on Sunday. Book your winter cabin getaways at LenasNorthernPines.net and visit them in Butternut or at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin.
Fuel your savings with Bush Hog and Nemeth Implement. Check out these deals on their 100 series single spindles. The single spindle 200, 300, 400, and 500 series as well. See selected flex wings, hay tools, and tillers. See the whole line of Bush Hog where quality meets affordability. If it doesn't say Bush Hog, it just won't cut it. See them at NemuthImp.com, N-I-E-M-U-T-H, NemuthImp.com, or go to their showroom just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Hunters, pride starts here at Wildwoods Taxidermy Studio. Owner Travis's expert team craft lifelike mounts for your prized harvest. From fish to big game to even exotic species, they bring your dreams to life with unmatched skill. Located on Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. Does your vehicle need service and can't afford to miss the turkey pointer? Call Medford Motors Mobile Service. We come right to you and service all makes and models. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652.
Hungry for a great hometown meal? Head to Jen's Butternut Cafe. Find a menu filled with delicious breakfast, tasty lunch and dinner choices, and awesome daily specials. Pork and Dumplings is on Wednesday, but they're open at 6 a.m. every day. Jen's Butternut Cafe on Highway 13 in Butternut.
Hunters and outdoor enthusiasts, listen up! J&A Services Marine and Power Sports in Park Falls, Wisconsin has it all! Visit our massive showroom on Highway 182, stocked with fly and climb snowmobile gear, helmets, goggles, and everything for your marine and snowmobile adventures. Check out hunting blinds, ice augers, dirt bikes, youth ATVs, and pre-owned sleds. Owner Brenny brings expert service and all equipment. Call 414-902-0449 today. J&A Services, your outdoor gear headquarters.
Indulge in premium meats at Heritage Meats in Butternut, Wisconsin. We specialize in processing whole deer to your exact specifications, offering after-hours drop-off for your convenience. Travis will craft mouth-watering venison sausage and snack sticks. Savor the finest local beef, pork, chicken, and lamb alongside our delicious homemade brats. Visit us Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, and elevate your culinary experience with our quality cuts. Trust Heritage Meats for exceptional service and top-tier meats tailored just for you. Heritage Meats in Butternut, Wisconsin. We're pleased to meet you with meat to please you.
Deer Hunters, set your sights on Shawamigan Home Furnishings, proud to be a title sponsor of the Deer Hunters Roundup. Check out their showrooms filled with a variety of furniture ready to go today. Mattresses with two-sided options, futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, and over 50 recliners in stock. Plus, Up North furniture, bedroom and dining sets, everything available without delay. Visit ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com or see them on Facebook. The hunt for furniture stops at Shawamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland. Gear up for ice fishing at Ross's Sports Shop on Lake Avenue in Phillips. From simple jig heads to top-of-the-line tip-ups and from licenses to professional guide services, Ross's has everything you need for the perfect fishing season and they know how to use it. Ross's has been your family-owned hometown professional fishing headquarters for over 20 years. Don't forget Ross's for your wreaths and Christmas trees, too. Call them at 715-339-3625 and find Ross's Sports Shop on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Out in the wild, flavor doesn't come easy unless you got Bigfoot barbecue sauce. Crafted by Mark Johnson from his legendary recipe, this sauce is your hunting trip's secret weapon. Whether you like it mild or with a spicy kick, it's the perfect marinade or dip. Find it locally at Fifield Grocery and Smokehouse, Butternut Feed Store, Kayla's Kitchen in Park Falls, Bader Sports Center in Phillips, Homespun in Phillips. Bigfoot barbecue sauce, legendary flavor for every hunter. Bigfoot barbecue sauce, taste the legend!
And several bottles of Bigfoot barbecue sauce will be going out the door this week also as part of our prize. I think there's like 12 bottles or so we got or so. There's
a lot
of them.
Yeah, mild and spicy there. Mark Johnson's special recipe there. Bigfoot barbecue sauce available in several local establishments here. So
yeah, check out the complete prize list. Go to the 98QCountry.com Deer Hunters Roundup page. Go way to the bottom below the sponsors. You'll see prize list and winners. Everything is there. If we ran through the entire list, we would be blocking out the ability to take your calls. So we thank all of our sponsors, and we'll get to some of our other ones in just a little bit. But let's get a couple more calls in here. First of all, you're on the roundup. Who's this?
Hey, this is Mabel.
Set the table, Mabel.
You guys are getting the hang of her now.
Oh, yeah. I just take a deep breath every time you call, Mabel. It's always good to hear from you. So what's going on out there?
We got about 3 inches of snow, field deer removing. I seen another doe today and two yesterday, so I'm getting closer.
Now you've been hunting for a while. I think once this cooler weather settles in with highs in the upper teens, low 20s, we're going to see those deer moving pretty good, aren't we?
They should start moving more, yep.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, that, that should be a good thing. All right.
I want to give a shout out to the Bradle gang down south of Clam Lake here.
Okay.
All right.
You have done so, sir. I'm assuming you've already begun the table setting process. It's quite an elaborate deal at your place, so we'll let you.
We're about ready to get into the brandy now.
All right, very good. That's as much as setting the table as we
and
need to know.
The table will be set.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you very much for the call.
All right, you guys ready now?
Oh, we're ready.
Yep, let's
ready.
Hear it.
Better give them a one. All right. All right.
That's set the table,
baby. Oh. All right, we got her. That wasn't quite as good as last night. But
I was waiting for a joke or something. I don't know.
Yeah, you're on the roundup. Who's
I missed
this?
The cue on that one.
Hi. Hey, Joel. It's Sausage down at the FPH Country Club.
Hey, Sausage.
Hey, Sausage.
Oh, at the often hyped and underrated FPH Country Club. How are we doing out there?
Hey, we're doing pretty good. I got to say, I like this dedicated phone line that I can get in.
Well, you know. Yeah.
One call, that's all.
Don't let that get out, Sausage. Don't let that get out, all right?
That's right.
So what's happened out there in the woods for you guys?
Well, I think we gave up on killing deer, but we've been killing brain cells instead. That's about the only thing we can do at
all right.
this point.
All right. All right.
But we did roll out the red carpet last night. We had some visitors come over from the whatchamacallit camp. So they got to... They got to see the new bar area and all the work we did. So,
All right.
We did have some questions. Tell us more about this indoor plumbing you brought up on Saturday.
What exactly it is, you want to know? Is that what you're talking about? Apparently, you can like hit a button and it all disappears, I guess. In a nutshell, is that good, Gray?
Well, I think he's actually talking about when the river floods and washes away the deer camp, Joel.
Okay.
That's what I understand indoor right. plumbing to me.
Is that what you're referring to there, Sausage?
Well, we just, everything's, we're looking for our next improvement here, and you mentioned indoor plumbing.
That was feed fools.
Yeah. We're unfamiliar with.
You're unfamiliar with that, huh? All right.
I think I sneezed and ruined the feed.
Yeah, I think Big G sneezed and he froze the camera, yeah. All right, so Sausage, what are we doing tomorrow? Are you actually working or are you still hunting tomorrow? What's going on there?
Well, you could call it work, but we're going hunting again. Of course, we're not going to miss the opportunity here. So we'll see how that works for us. Still optimistic. The deer poll has a lot of room on it, so we need to fill that up yet.
All right. Very good. Sausage, always good to hear from you. Thank you for checking in. Look forward to seeing you in studio later in the week, okay?
Yeah, appreciate it. Looking forward to it myself.
You betcha. All right. Another call here. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
Big City Bob from Camp Snackalot.
Big City Bob. All right. And whereabouts do you guys hunt?
The greater
Lugerville area. Camp Snacks a lot, okay. What's happening over there in the Lugerville area?
We saw three on Saturday, one yesterday, and four today, but no horns.
Okay. Well, you're seeing something anyway, so that's a good...
Yeah. We're just waiting for the horns to come through.
Okay. All right. Are you one of those who waits? Are you a pass a few to get to something a little bigger?
Well, yeah, that's what I try for. Usually by Thanksgiving, if I don't have anything with horns, then just about anything will go.
Okay. All right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. Have you ever played a video game in your life, Big City Bob?
Oh, boy. You're talking years ago. I would say probably... Pac-Man was the one that
Pac-Man, and then that Miss Pac-Man came out, and all the other ones, too.
Years ago, though.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Big City Bob, we thank you for taking time to call us.
You bet.
All right, check in again.
You guys are doing a great job. Keep it up.
All right, check in again another time. We got Brian and Amanda in here from Seed and Feed in Fifield. This time of the year, you guys are very busy. What's everybody coming in for this time of the year? What's the most popular thing people are looking for?
Probably deer corn and apples and sugar beets. Those are our big sellers right now.
All right.
Anybody getting ready for hunting or actively hunting.
Yeah, yeah. So if you need any of that stuff, they can swing on by, right?
Yeah, we have Grainiac blocks. They're pretty popular. We have a few other blocks and attractants going on. We always have something, and we try to use all of our stuff so we can talk to customers as they come in and give them, like, our own, you know, take on an item. And
sure. Sure.
Complete honesty, true. We don't really carry things that we don't like because it's hard to sell, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And Brian, if people are even out Christmas shopping a little bit, gift certificate, or you got some stuff in the store there too for people who want to do a little Christmas gifting too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have some like local honeys and some cherry pie filling from Door County.
Oh, yeah?
We just got a supply of our Christmas trees in, so those are in. We've got Christmas trees, some kissing balls, and... Yeah.
Yeah, all right. And they're right on Highway 13 in Pipefield. If you miss it, you should really just give up your driver's license because you're not paying attention. It's right there on Highway 13 in Pipefield.
I agree with that statement.
Yes. Yeah, we got a couple great prizes here. Some cellular cameras. I like this on the box here. It says the easiest cellular camera to set up. Now, if you know me, my wife, she doesn't let me, anything says assembly required, I don't touch it, but if the wash machine needs to be carried up in the basement or something like that, I'm her man. Yeah. So, yeah. But tell us about these cameras, Brian and Amanda, how easy they are.